everybody. Do you remember your teenage years?
Vaguely.
Happy days.
Happy days, yeah, without a doubt.
We have a gentleman who's in on work experience with us here in the station. And he's 15. Soon to be 16, he reminded me. very nice lad. And we were having a chat yesterday in my office inside. And I just dawned on me. I said, I have nothing in common with this lad. I'm so out of the zone here. I'm twice his age, plus some. Bit more, and I'm gonna try and have a chat with him. So I said, listen, what's it like being a teenager in Cork these days when you're around the 15, 16 mark, you know, the pressures of life and whatnot? And he started chatting. So I was like, listen, come on, stop the chat, come down here. I want to talk to you. I want to record right. you. So here's a little insight into the secret teenager of what it's like to be a teenager for your own teenagers. If you are a parent of kids who are in their teens, this might be a little bit of insight of what's going on inside their heads. So what are they into? What's the most important thing for a teenager in Cork at 15?
Events, definitely. People go mental over events. Like they wait for them to be announced and when they are, everyone goes mental. When it is, they go down for tickets. It's crazy. Like people die to get their tickets.
People actually die?
Physically. I mean, as in, there's fences. They're dangerous, like.
So ahead of parents, ahead of brothers, sisters, it's events. It's getting to go to things is number one on a teenager's agenda. So okay. I asked him about social media. What kind of social media are they using?
I don't use social media that much, but I know that Instagram is by far the most popular. People are always on it, taking pictures. People just post when they're bored, like, they're addicted to it.
Yeah, just here's a picture of a
cat. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's Instagram is the top social media thing they're using. What do they hate about adults?
Oh, Jesus, adults. In general, but it's more like specific ones. So teachers and parents, you can't win, you know? You argue with one of them, when you're right, you're still wrong. Do you know what I mean? And you can be held accountable for anything, punished for everything, because they're above you. You can't punish them, like. Imagine trying to give your teacher detention. Like.
Some students would love that, wouldn't they?
Oh, stop.
What is the difference between city teens and teens in the county? So what's the big difference between teenagers from Cork City and, say, a little bit out the road?
Different breed out in the county, like. As in, it's just, music is the most basic thing you can think of. As in, all the city lads dying to go to the Cronas, right? But then you'd have the country boys who cannot wait for Nathan Carter. You know, like, it's just, it's a different ball game out there. And, I mean, even the way they go out is so much different. I'd say they leave the house so rarely that when they do, they decide to hit it hard. Like, they go all out, take no prisoners. Like, there's parties, you know, out in the city, and you'd always hear people, you know, leaving with phone chargers, foods, TV remotes, just to cause hassle, like. But out in the country, I wouldn't have, like, this is unimaginable. Somebody got kicked out of a party and he decided to leave with the engine of a lawnmower, like. Unthinkable stuff.
Oh, again, it's a little look behind the curtain of a life of a teenager in Cork in 2016. Obviously, onto the more serious stuff. Drinking, is it a big issue for teenagers?
God, yeah. Confirmed, like. As in, it's just part of the culture. As in, to be fair now, there's still a lot of people that don't. But it's very common. People do it, like, there's just kind of a weird obsession with getting drunk. But a lot of people have parents that are okay with it. And some, like, even fewer now, parents that get the drink for the children, like.
Okay, so that's not much has changed since we were teenagers anyway, Jay. It seems to be on the agenda that that's one thing that they're very interested in. So, but at least he said that less and less people his age are doing it these days.
That's good.
Which is some good news. Finally for now, if you could leave the house and move out in with the lads at 15 and be self-sufficient, would you do it?
Not a chance, because fending for myself is not something I'm prepared to do at the moment. I go home, dinner is made for me, my clothes are clean for me, the bed sheets are there ready, radiator's on, the house is toasty. Like, someone's taking care of that for me. Do you know, if I was by myself, that would not be happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, teenagers, like, we need someone to handle us. Like, if we were all there with each other, like, we'd be dead in a week.
Smart kid.
He is a smart teenager. That's an insight into the life and mind of a 15-year-old in Cork in 2016. Brilliant. Thank you to the secret team.
The Casey Show.
Bacon and egg McMuffin. Available from 7 a.m. daily at McDonald's.
Cork's Red FM.